2011, peaking probably around 2016 or so. And it used to be a committee that existed, and if you read back in old notes from old Beltwides, it was really interesting to follow the development of new races and the observations from the states. It's a lot simpler at this point, I would say. Everything is race 18 as far as we know. The epidemic was driven primarily because we started planting disease-susceptible varieties. And so the reason I want to keep hammering on this is, first of all, what you received was basically this. And most states are really doing an excellent job, I would say, the growers planting resistant varieties, which is your green bar there. There are a few states where there's still over 40% of the acres being planted with susceptible varieties. You see Georgia, Kansas, and I think there was one other state. Is it Tennessee?
Yeah, the red bar.
Yeah. And I know, I'm sure there's, very good reasons for the varieties that are being planted. But blight is something we have no control over, and it can be absolutely devastating. And it's a simple solution if we can tweak them toward doing, or at least keep hammering on them to do that. The
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. I wonder if there's four bars on this one, and you only have three. That one?
Sure.
Yeah. Because that one, Georgia, the one you have on
this. I wonder if this is last year's graph. So last year I divided it into resistant and partially resistant, and this year I tried to just put partially resistant in with resistant. So I wonder if I printed out last year's graph. I may have brought in last year's data, but I think this is correct. I think this is this year's.
So mainly,
yeah.
But it will be in the proceedings, so they can get it.
Yeah, I'll correct it for the proceedings.
Like Florida, Tennessee are kind of the worst.
Okay.
Like they're the ones where the red bar is higher than the green bar.
Right.
Everything else, the green bar is higher than the red bar.
Yeah, in most states, the green bar should be well above the red bar. There's only three states that I saw that now have at least 40% of their acres still being in susceptible varieties. And I'll correct that for the deal. The other thing was, if you see blight occurring on what should be a resistant cotton variety, this is the place to make that comment, to make that observation, so that we can try to get in there. If we get a new race developing, that's how we'll spot it. That'll be the easiest way to spot it. Oh, okay, so these were the three states that had the most.
More than just a couple of flecks on that leaf.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a few spots on resistant varieties.
Okay, so these are the three states that had the worst situation. I just broke it out by variety, what's being done in those three states. Red is Florida, black is New Mexico, and green is Tennessee. So those are the three states that right now have the most susceptible varieties being planted.
And these are
It looks like it. Yeah, it looks like it as I'm looking down there. So these are the varieties that are getting the acres planted.
Terry, I'm new to this. Can you explain what the source is for this data? Where did you get?
So every year the USDA statistics people put out a bulletin in September on the planted acres for each state. And I do a lot of work with most of these varieties, and so I have a data sheet, essentially, of them being either resistant or susceptible or whatnot. And so I just go through state by state and calculate if 50% of the state is planting this variety, then that's,
But yeah, it's USDA that's collecting the variety and the acres.
Right, so that it's all based on that list of varieties. And there's a couple that I don't know what they are, but it usually comes down to less than 2%. California is the exception. I can't do California very well. I don't know the varieties they're planting. I'm not familiar with them. So, all right, I think that's it. Thank you.
draw and just discard it, and I'll put a right one in the actual proceedings. It was last year's, apparently.
Okay, thanks, Terry. Heather, you want to give an update on the
cotton seed? Rachel's packing up.